again. Today was a very long day. Excuse me, I'm very tired because we've gotten to camp late and we just ate and it's almost 9 o'clock, which is late for trail time considering I woke up at 5:30 this morning, but I walked all day. And we did a lot of mileage today. We probably did about 18 miles. From where we camped this morning, we had probably about a mile of snow that wasn't very fun to go across because it was all hard and icy this morning. So it was kind of really slow going because he had to go really slow in order not to fall and whatnot. And it was just, I don't know, it was almost the whole trail was covered in snow for the first bit, which kind of sucked, but that's what the Sierras are going to be like, so woohoo! And then like the second mile until his campground, which is where we originally were going to try and get to yesterday, was patchy snow, so it wasn't so bad. It was just a couple feet of going up and over a little snowbank and going down. All day today was descending pretty much. There was a little bit of going up every now and again, but for the most part we were just going down. It took us all day to go down, which is ridiculous because it wasn't really that far. It might have been like 6,000 feet, but it really should have been a lot faster. Once we got to the campground, there was a pretty steep descent for about 3 miles. And then after that, it was very, very gradual. So gradual, it was like almost flat. And so it was like, are we even going down? And then every now and again, Raymond would check the GPS and say, okay, we're at this is our elevation. And we were, of course, going down, but it just took forever. And it's not that I don't like the gradual going down. Like, that's cool. That's fine. You know, it's better than going straight down like yesterday. But I don't like going like 2 miles or over a ridge and then switchbacking and going 2 miles the whole way back, but only getting like 20 feet below us. I don't like that because that's kind of lame, especially when the hillside is not very steep, so you could easily just go right down to the next switchback. It was kind of lame. And I didn't really enjoy that, especially the last leg of this. We finally got to the one point and we had 4 more miles left. Well, that 4 miles was comprised of 2 miles walking over to this canyon directly away, as far away as we could get from where we were trying to end up, and switching back and coming the whole ways back to where we were, which, I don't know, it's just very annoying and frustrating when you're trying to get to. Normally, I would have just camped somewhere because I was getting tired and my feet were getting really sore, but we didn't we needed to get the whole way so that we get to the next water source. I'm sure we would have been fine with as much water as we had. We both had a liter of water and a little extra, but I don't know, I like to make sure that I have enough. I don't want to ever run out. And I did give some of my water to somebody, like, they had to have been like 8 miles, 6 miles at least from the water source, and she had run out, so I gave her some of mine just because I had like 2 liters at that point. But we would also have had to make dinner and everything, and didn't know how long it would take to get down to the water in the morning, so we just went down there and then we found a camping spot down towards there. And so that was, we finally made it down here, and it was a very dirty day. Yesterday we were up in the forests, like up in the woods, and it was gorgeous. Besides the straight up, straight down in the snow, it was, when it did even out, like today, it was really nice walking, and we really didn't get that dirty yesterday. But today, taking off my socks, you can definitely see a distinct line where my socks were. So, and my hands got a lot dirtier, and it just, I didn't really realize, I knew I was getting dirty before, but I didn't really realize exactly how much dirtier the desert is as compared to like the forest. So tomorrow, I think we walk across this big flat area. There's this big flat basin between the two mountains, and then we start going up the other side. I'm not sure, there's some wind farms. There's a lot of wind farm On the other side of the mountain, like on the low parts. I'm not sure if we're walking through those or past those or not. I know at some point we do walk past the wind farm, but I didn't read ahead to see if those were the ones. Let's see what else happened today. Today there were a lot of beetles on the trail, which were weird. I think there's like two different kinds of beetles, or else a lot, half of the beetles are really slow and half of them are really fast. But like half of the beetles and the ones that I'd only seen up until today kind of move like if you had a wind-up beetle. They kind of move like that. They're kind of awkward and weird. But then they're just black. But then today there was a ton of like super fast beetles that were just like flying all over the place. It was a little crazy. There was also a ton of lizards. Like a ton. Every two steps there was like a lizard that ran out of the way. And they always run away real fast. But we also walked through this burn area, and it had to have been a recent burn, like within the past year, I would say, just because there really wasn't much green at all. We walked by, we've been walking through some burned areas from a couple years ago, and there's still, I mean, there's a lot of green left. You can just tell there's a lot of dead trees hanging around, which is kind of cool, but today it was just like the brown dirt and some dead trees. And there were a lot of dead trees in the road, so we had to climb over a lot of trees, which for me usually meant taking off my backpack and going over. For Raven, he could like sneak underneath because he's tinier. But also I didn't want to because my knee's been bothering me a little bit occasionally. Nothing bad or anything, but I didn't want to try and do that and injure it because I didn't know. This was at the beginning of the day. We were going down steeper. But it's kind of cool walking through the burn area. What else happened? Oh, we saw a snake today. We saw two snakes today. Or I saw two snakes today. We even only saw one. But we were walking, and I saw it before I got as close as I usually get to it. So I just backed up a step, and I thought it was dead, actually, because it wasn't moving at all. It didn't do anything. And I don't know. To me, it just looked like it was dead. So I was about to bend down and pick up a rock and throw it kind of in the general direction to see if it was moving or not, because I didn't want to like stand there all day if it was actually dead. But it started moving right before I did that. So it kind of slithered into the bushes really slowly. And then it started walking forward, and it quickly scrunched itself all up. It seemed like it was really afraid. And I felt kind of bad, but we got by, no problem. I don't know what kind of snake it is. I'm not very good with kinds of snakes. I just kind of rattlesnake and non-rattlesnake is all I know. I kind of treat them all the same, like try not to get too close to them. Because if I do that and I don't get bit by any of them, we're all good. There was also, we were walking this afternoon, and all of a sudden, like, I'm looking down at the trail, you know, because I have to make sure there's no snakes or anything, and I try not to step on the bugs and stuff, and, you know, see where you're to place your feet and everything. And all of a sudden, from behind me, this snake comes jetting, like, trucking out of the bushes behind me, almost goes right over my foot, goes right next to my foot, and goes off into the rocks next to me. Obviously, he didn't really care that we were there. He just went from the bushes to the rocks on the other side of the trail, but almost went right over top of me. It scared the bejesus out of me, just because I wasn't expecting this long, skinny snake thing to just go, phew. He was really trucking. It was crazy how fast he moves. But, yeah, so that was that excitement. Trying to think if there's anything else exciting. There's a lot of bats we saw this evening as we were walking down. They were all flying around. We're camped at the bottom of the valley. We're almost down the whole ways to the valley floor. But it's a lot warmer than it has been at night. It's finally starting to cool off a little bit. And so, which is good, but it's a lot warmer. I thought there was something else I was going to talk about this evening. But I can't remember what it is. I think that's about all we did today. We just went down very gradually, almost flat. And occasionally we started going up, and then I'd be like, what is this? We shouldn't be going up if we're trying to go down. And it's, just, I don't know, it was just ridiculous. Like, you could see where you were headed, but it took forever to get there because you had to switch back a billion times. But each switchback was a billion miles long. So it was just, I don't know. I can see why the guidebook people get frustrated by the gentleness of this trail. Because whenever it's gentle, they make some, like, overly gentle, way too gentle. You'll get annoyed with it. And I can understand why, because it just takes forever. And it would be nice to have a little bit steeper, maybe not super steep, like straight down. I don't really want that, and I don't really want the super gentle, although sometimes it's okay if it's not too much. But today it was just too much, it was too long. But at the end of the day, I was just like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be walking anymore today. And, but we still had to walk some more. We did meet up with these two people, Brian and Megan, and we met them. They were the first people that we met when we started walking from the kickoff. And I thought they were super far ahead of us. I thought, you know, they were long gone. We would never see them again. We came around the corner today, and it was like, hey, here you are. 2 weeks later, I can't believe you're still here. So they do, I think, hike a lot faster than we do. I found if I was trying to go faster at some points today, but I found if I try and go faster than, like, our normal pace, my feet start bugging me a lot sooner, and so then I don't think I can go as far because my feet start hurting a lot more. But, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully my feet stop hurting so much by the end of the day, and I mean, we're able to do more mileage. Just because we're going to have to start doing it soon so that we can actually finish this thing in a reasonable time. But we still have time, it's only been 2 weeks. And, yep, I think that's about everything that happened today. Till tomorrow.